Now, God, stay with me, have grace. Now, God, you are the same, have grace. Have grace.
Is
what in the name of Jesus, now saying thank you for yet another day you allowed us to be a part of.
Thank you.
Pray now that that will join us in this meet service. In the name of Jesus, take charge of it by your spirit and lead us in the name of Jesus. Bless each one of the sound of the voice that be blessed with the blessing that stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, take charge of us, God, and give us the word that is needful in this day and time. In the name of Jesus, pray. Bless those that are sick in the body. In the name of Jesus, and deliver them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 How's everybody out there?
Blessed and highly favored.
Blessed and highly favored. Amen.
Amen.
This 285th day of the year.
Thank the Lord for this.
Amen. We'll stay here and we'll praise
God.
Found us for being here. This is another day the Lord has made.
Glory be to God.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Okay. So we were praising him. Somebody ought to give him a praise because he is blessed to be another day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God.
Thank
you. All week. Hallelujah. And God is now to come together virtually. So we're yet together because we can see one another. We can talk to one another. We can praise God together.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord has blessed us with another day.
Thank you, Lord.
Grateful to him for allowing us to be a part of his day.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory be to God. Lord has done his holy temple. Lord, all that keep stop before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And recite the 23rd Psalm for the scripture, please. Lord is
my shepherd.
Are we here?
Yes.
Amen.
Psalm 23.
Lord is my shepherd.
Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. Making me to lie down in green pastures, leading beside the still water. You restored my soul, leading me in path for righteousness, for your name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepares the table for me in the presence of my enemy. My cup runneth over. Through the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Ever.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for yet another opportunity to call on his name and to worship him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Call your attention to the book of Philippians. First chapter, last part of verse 6. Philippians 1. Last part of verse 6. Over there.
Amen.
Would you repeat that again, Pastor?
Philippians 1, verse 6, last part of it.
Okay, thank you.
Pastor, could you ask someone to put their phone on mute because we can hear
We can hear the background.
The television or something in the background.
Someone got a on the phone that's someone rang something up in the near you and put your phone on mute.
Thank you.
Okay. Verse 6, last part. He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we want to talk to you today briefly from this message. God is working on you.
Mm-hmm.
God is working on you. Now, last week we talked about God is in you. So we want you to know that not only is it in you, but it's also working in you or on you. Mm-hmm. And he never stops. Okay. The scripture say he will perform it until the day of Jesus. That's talking about when Jesus comes back to redeem us from this place. Okay. So once he came into you, he promised you he will never leave you, neither will he forsake you.
Amen.
At the same time, he's not just being their idol. But he's working on you to perform the gift that he has placed in you.
My Lord.
And we've said from time to time that everybody has a gift. Whatever that gift is, God has worked on you for you to be able to carry that gift out. Not so much to your liking, okay, or your desire, but according to what he desires and what pleases him. Amen. Okay, and so we get caught up with what pleases us, but we need to get caught up in what pleases God.
Amen.
And be satisfied with that, and we'll live a much fuller life and a more happier life if we get focused on the fact that we are here for God's pleasure.
Amen.
For him to get glory out of our lives. And the things that he allows to come our way is for that purpose. He uses those things, okay, to work on us and to get the thing the way he will have it to be. So God is continually working on you. Molding and reshaping you. And he is keeping you in the way that he needs you to be for his glory, part of his master plan. Okay. Jeremiah said the word of the Lord which came into him, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Okay. So sometimes it calls for us to move from where we are to someplace else to hear what the Lord is trying to say. And what we're saying about hearing, that is to realize what it is God has for us to do.
Amen.
Okay. And so Jeremiah said he went down to the potter's house. and there he saw the potter walking to work on a wheel. Okay, on the wheel was a lump of clay that he spun the wheel and was shaping up a vessel that he made from the clay. Mm-hmm. And as he was working on that, the vessel crumbled. It marred in his hand.
Yes, yes, God.
And so what happened then is that he didn't give up.
Mm-mm,
he just
sure didn't.
Made another vessel.
Uh-huh.
He took that same broken vessel,
mm-hmm,
and made a new one. Okay. Sometimes we crumble under the hands of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
We crumble and with the things that he brings us to in order to get some glory out of our lives. Instead
yes,
of going
yes.
through with that burden, that hardship, we mm-hmm. go complaining and refuse to go through.
Yes,
when we refuse to go through, it calls up for our problem to get grave on us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just allowing the Lord's will to be done as we pray. And I pray every day, thy will be done.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come.
Uh-huh.
But we try to hinder that because we refuse to go through what the Lord has for us to go through. We forget mm-hmm. that he said in everything, give mm-hmm. him thanks. For this is his will concerning us in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. So Jeremiah said, so that again the potter made another vessel that and seemed good to the potter to make it.
Uh-huh.
So God will fix you the way he seems that you need, well, he knows that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is best for you. He knows that he knows what's best for you. Okay. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture says what we know in part.
Mm-hmm.
But the time will come when it comes when we'll be able to know the full thing. We'll be able to see him as he mm-hmm. is.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank God.
So, he worked that work on them and made it.
Uh-huh.
And then that the word of the Lord came to him again saying, O house of Israel,
mm-hmm.
cannot I do with you as this potter? God asking you the question. Can mm-hmm. I do with you the way I want what I want to do with you? You're mine. You're in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shaping you.
Amen.
I am the one that is making you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that's bringing you through.
Uh-huh.
Your hardship, getting you through every adverse situation. I am the one who delivered you and bring you out. I am the one that gives you joy, love, and peace. I am the one who wakes you this every morning.
Yes,
give you the energy to start you on your way. And to keep you going all day long. I am the one mm-hmm. that holds you and keep Man. You from falling. I am the one. Okay. And so we need to realize that God will do what he wants to do.
Yes, he will.
When he wants to do it, mm-hmm. how he wants to do it.
Amen.
Because he knows best. Somebody said in the song one day, he knows how. He knows how. Jesus will fix it because he knows how. So he knows what he's doing and he's working on you. He didn't say that it's going to be pleasurable before you, all of it, but you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some tribulations. You're going to have some ups. You're going to have some downs. Okay? You're going to have some rain in your life. In every life, there's going to be rain. And God treats the just as well as it does the unjust. He blessed the unjust just like he blessed the just. Man. Because he's working on you. Sometimes he uses the evil person to get you straightened out. Okay. But it's there, God working on you to bring you to a point that he needs you to be in his kingdom.
Amen.
So he said to the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. So house of Israel. Keep in mind that you're in God's hand.
Amen.
And as long as you stay in God's hand, he's able to keep you.
Yes,
he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to present you before precious and faultless before the precious throne of God. He is able to get you from earth to glory.
Yes.
He is able.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he promised you, he's able to perform it. And he will surely perform it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He that begun the work in you, he will continue that work in you until it is completed. When Jesus comes.
Yes.
Right? So he's there working on you. In the book of Acts, 9th chapter, Paul saw at that time was on his way to Damascus. He had been got a letter from that priest that he may go to the masters and bound anybody that was calling on the name of Jesus, whether it was man or woman. Okay. And cast them into the prison. Saul, before he became Paul, had gone to school and wasn't a very educated person. But little did he know at that time, God was working on him to get him to where he needed him to be. Okay. He had to learn several different languages that he could speak fluently as he sit at the foot of the Professor Gamaliel. Okay. And he learned those languages, and he learned how to deal with things. Okay. God was preparing him for his mission that he had for him to do later on in life. Okay. So even before you were born, he begun a work in you.
Amen.
Okay. And as an example of this, when John was in his mother Elizabeth's womb. And when he heard the salutation about Jesus, the word said that the baby leaped in his mother's womb.
Yes,
that lets you know that God has started a work even mm-hmm. before you came forth from your mother's womb.
Amen.
He started that work in you, and uh-huh. he's continuing that work in you each and every day. So mm-hmm. he will not leave you. And so as Saul and his companion headed down the road from Jerusalem to Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, a bright light shined down from heaven.
My Lord.
And it shined all around Saul mm-hmm. and his companion. And so he fell to the earth.
Yes, he did.
And heard a voice saying to him, Saul, mm-hmm. Saul, why persecute thou me? And then Saul answered and said, who art thou, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against a brick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, bricks was like spikes that were used to hold and drive oxen. And so it's hard to kick against them. Okay. And what he was doing is like kicking against a brick mm-hmm. when he's persecuting the church. And Saul, trembling and with astonishment, said, Lord, what should thou have me to do? Have you mm-hmm, asked the Lord, what would it have you to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you just been kicking against the brick?
My Lord.
And when kicking against the brick, when he said, the Lord don't mean for me to do this. The Lord don't mm-hmm. mean for me to do, take this. The Lord don't want me to go through this. We keep mm-hmm. on kicking against the brick because we don't want to do what the Lord is trying to get us to do.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to suffer nothing.
Mm-mm.
We don't want to sacrifice nothing.
Well,
so I heard him say in his word, present these bodies a living mm-hmm. sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Holy and acceptable unto God. Yes. And this is your reasonable service.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the reasonable meaning that this is what not ordinary and normally you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Okay, it's just expected for you to do this, giving mm-hmm. God your body
mm-hmm.
as a sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that means you got to give up your way.
Mm-hmm.
And accept God's way.
Amen.
And do what God will have you to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay. His way may not be glamorous. Mm-hmm. All right. But Jesus mm-hmm. left his home in glory. And it came down to this sinful world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Knowing that when he got here, he wouldn't have no place to lay his head.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing when he got here, he wouldn't have no place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But he came anyway.
Yes,
he gave up mm-hmm. paradise. Mm-hmm. He came to a place where he wouldn't be comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that one of these days that he would be sacrifice by his body being taken and beaten, hung on a cross, mm-hmm. and he bled and died.
Yes, he did. Mm.
Okay. And so God is working on you.
Yes, sir.
Your trials and your tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you're going through. Okay. So,
amen.
Paul said, what will you have me to do, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. Okay. Arise and go into the city. And it shall be told thee of what thou must do. And the men with joining with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, and seeing no man. And so I rose from the earth then. And when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see nobody. All right, he was blind. This let us know that we are blind to the things of God.
Amen.
Okay. And we need to allow the Spirit to come in and open our eyes.
Oh, yes.
So we can see what it is God is trying to get us to do.
Amen.
See, we can see what it is God's trying to get us to go through.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge that's there, the bridge that's crossed over that you don't see.
Yes.
My Lord.
Your help and hand is out there to carry you and help you get through, but you don't see it. Okay.
My Lord.
We were saying, I can't see my way to doing this. No, you don't see it because you're not going on faith. Your faith will take you through.
Amen.
Faith will be your bridge that you don't see. Your faith will be the door open that seems to be closed. Your faith will be that closed door that you don't seem to be able to close. The trap that's been set for you. Faith is your deliverance. God is working on you.
Yes, he is.
And want you to see that all things are possible.
Yes, we'll
see them. He wants you to see that you're going to be delivered. That you are already delivered. He wants you to see the victory is yours. So rejoice each and every day, no matter what things look like, no matter what things feel like, no matter what it is that's holding you up. Know that the word of the Lord is taking you through it, and the victory is yours each and every day. You can go through it with joy, or you can go through it with sadness. Okay, you can go through knowing that you are the victorious in every way, in every form, in every fashion. You are victorious in whatever it is you're going through. You are victorious. God is working on you, and he's going to bring you through it. All right, because that's what he's there to do. Okay. So Saul got up, eyes open, see nobody. And for 3 days, without sight, he didn't eat, neither did he drink. Okay. And there was a certain man named Ananias that was in Damascus that the Lord was sending him to get his vision back.
Did you, Pastor?
And he said unto him, behold, I am here, Lord. The Lord called on Ananias.
Amen.
The Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street,
my Lord,
which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul.
Amen. Amen.
Probably one that called Saul a Tarsus. For behold, he prayed and has seen a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, and he might receive his sight. And Ananias happened to the Lord and said, I heard about this man.
Amen.
How much evil what he had done.
Tell it, Pastor.
I heard how
he'd been beat up the saints. I heard how he'd been dragging him into court. I heard how he'd been throwing him into jail in Jerusalem. And he's on his way here to do the same thing here. Okay. We start offering up God's excuses.
Amen.
Why we can't do and why we shouldn't do.
Amen.
Well, let's go.
All right. But God told you you can do all things through him.
Through him.
Okay. But I probably got to realize that he is working a work in us.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
But we can be the vessel that he want us to and need us to be.
Amen.
And so here the authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. To him, go thy way.
Yes.
For he is a chosen vessel unto me.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
You are a chosen generation.
Yes.
A royal priesthood.
Yes, yes.
Peculiar people.
Okay. And the one you don't think is right, that's the right main one God can use.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
That Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Saul, on his way to persecute the church, but instead of persecuting the church, when he got there, God had him preaching to the church.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And giving them the word of deliverance, a word of joy and peace, the word of salvation. Right? God said, I had chosen him to bear my word to the Gentiles, to the kings, and to the children of Israel. I will show him how great things he must suffer.
Yes.
Listen to this now. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. He will show you. So start asking all the why me.
Amen.
Go through this.
Amen.
God, how you to suffer some things.
Yes, he does.
So that others can be delivered.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Ananias went on into the house and put his hand on Saul. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that has appeared unto me on the way as thou comest, that sent me that unto thee that might as thou see your sight.
My Lord.
And he being filled of the Holy Ghost, immediately there fell from his eyes
as
it was been scaled.
Good God.
He received his sight.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
He rose up and was baptized. That same Saul that went to Damascus to the persecute of the church. Preaching to the church.
Yes.
And went to other towns preaching. Okay. God can change things
in your life.
You just got to allow him to work it out.
Yes, sir.
Stop resisting him and embrace him. Stop resisting pain and embrace him. And I'm talking about pain from dealing with other people. Okay. Some of us have pain we can't seem to associate with certain people sometimes. Follow it up. And go forth
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Call it up and go forth.
Amen.
Call mm-hmm. it up and go forth. Yes. Swallow up forth. Your pride.
Mm-hmm.
You scared your feelings gonna get hurt. Swallow up your pride.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying they ain't gonna use me. If God don't Amen. Use you, who is gonna use you?
Amen.
That's right.
So we've been caught up, and they ain't using me. Ain't
Amen.
No man.
Amen.
Hello.
But God wants to use you.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Because look what how he used Jesus.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was his only begotten son.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
King of kings. Mm-hmm. And Lord of lords.
Yes.
But they used him.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they did.
Persecuted him.
Uh-huh.
They said all manner of evil against him, called him son of mm-hmm. the devil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God is working on you that your attitude will be changed.
Amen.
Amen.
Your mind will be changed.
Yes, it will.
Your appearance will be changed. Your mm-hmm. actions will be changed. God is mm-hmm. working on you that you will give God the glory in everything.
Yes,
Amen.
He's worthy. Mm.
So he is able. And yes, that sir. Has begun a work in you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Shall surely perform it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
All right. Until the day that Jesus returns.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Okay. So he will do what he said he'd do. God Amen. Is working. Amen. No, so know this. God is working on you.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, God. He's working it out. Amen.
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 Whatever it is, God is working it out.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes.
So instead of complaining, mm-hmm. I thank God for my trials. I thank yes. God mm-hmm. for my tribulation. I thank God for
yes, my pain. Sir.
I thank God for whatever it is that is mm-hmm. going against me. I thank God for it because he's working it out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory
and
to God.
He's doing it all for glory his glory.
Glory.
Yes.
And it's good to, going to wind up being for my good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God is working on you.
Yes.
Amen. Okay?
So that we can be able to see everything positive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And nothing negative.
Amen.
Yes.
For with God, all oh, things are possible.
Amen.
So everything is plus
mm-hmm.
in our life. We don't have no minus.
Oh, no.
We got plus, positive. We got hope. We yes. got joy.
Mm-hmm.
We got peace.
Yes.
We got
yes.
victory.
Yes.
We got deliverance. We got yes. everything mm-hmm. that we need.
Amen.
Go through a day
mm-hmm.
on a high note. God bless mm-hmm. and have a smile for you.
Thank you, God.
Amen. 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 Glory be to God.
Don't Hallelujah. Forget.
Hallelujah.
Name Thank you, Father. The only thing to do, you need to get a man so they can be on a conference report. Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Amen.
We all do that we need out and everything else that we need to pay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of be on the conference report. Okay. We'll get them into 6B hands so we can include it with the church report.
Mm.
Everything except the offering is still expected. Okay. All right. Do that.
Amen.
And don't forget, if you not want to send a blessing to the bishop for his love offering, get that too. Mm-hmm. All right. And everything is like I said, like you said before, ministers, you do, and officers of the conference, you do, conference membership, do.
Mm-hmm.
So everything except the daily offering, that's the only thing that's not being reported. Okay. God bless and have a blessed one.
Amen. Have a blessed one.
Pastor.
Uh-huh.
Again, I have some love offering envelopes if anyone needs some. And I have some address envelopes that you can mail them back to them, or you can give them to me, and I'll make sure you get it back. If anyone wants them, please let me know.
Okay.
All right, everybody got that, right?
Amen.
Okay. All right, God bless you and have a blessed day. Okay. Love you all.
You too.
Love you too. Have a blessed one. All right.
Have a blessed one. Enjoy your day.
Be blessed, everyone.
Good night.
Bye bye.
Now, Uncle Him is able to present us for the precious fallen of God. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and Bible, night, forth, and evermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.